Yes. Yes. All right. So, as Ben said, my name is Connor, and I'm one of the apprentices that he was referring to earlier. When it became clear that Jeremy wasn't going to be able to be here this morning, at some point in that process, they thought that it would make sense with the potluck here this evening and my time here drawing to a close for me to share with you guys some about what it is that this apprenticeship program is and what it is I'll be doing afterwards. So I'm going to be talking about the past, what this apprenticeship was, the future, what it is I'm planning to be doing next, Lord willing, and then the present, namely, this is a sermon time. So it would not be fitting to not spend at least a little to ship is, let's see if this is, it is, sweet. Thank you, Jesse. The point of the apprenticeship, the purpose of it, is to be teaching some young men what church planting looks like, what starting a church and running a church when it is in its early stages looks like living at a church, and then we would rotate which one it is we're working with. There's three of us, myself, Jordan Gear, who was here last, and Mitch Stinson. And we live down in Brigham City, so we help out at, one of us helps out at a church down there, one of us helps out here, and one of us helps a church in Ogden called North Valley Bible Church. So, North Valley, Rocky Mountain Bible Church, and then here at Grace. We'd spend 8 months at a church, and then we'd rotate which one it is we're working at. For myself, I spent 8 months at Rocky before moving up here and spending the last 8 months ish, helping up here. And it has served for us to be able to be helping out in these various locations. For myself, I was able to be plugging in and helping at the Children's Church at Rocky, and then also to be helping out here with giving Jesse a break, except for today, with running the tech in the back and doing some other small things around about. But in my estimation of it all, it's served to help us far more than we've been able to help the churches. For just myself, when I was down at Rocky, Lee Peltier, got to be helping people, even if you're not in a head pastor position, because it's quite likely, not impossible, but it's quite likely that I'll never be in that sort of position. And yet, knowing how to, what I can do that would be pastoral or would be helping the pastor, I found to be invaluable. Another of the gentlemen who was serving there, a man by the name of Chris Allinger, he has a gift of service, and I was able to be learning from him how to be reaching the community through using that gift that we share. And then coming up here, learning from Jesse and how he is involved in both teaching and administration roles that I would like to fill and I could see myself filling, and learning from Ben and how he uses his singleness and uses it to the advantage of the church itself, seeing him stick around and help Jeremy out and take care of things when so that the other pastors at this church can spend some time with their families. And then, of course, learning from Jeremy's wisdom and his encouragement. And being basically adopted by various families, having them invite me in for various holidays or events or just cause.
It's good.
And a lot from my time doing this apprenticeship. There isn't someone lined up to be doing it as soon as I leave, but it's something that they are open to and will likely happen again, Lord willing. I know that it's the desire of everyone I've interacted with, at any rate.
Salvation through his son?
What this has been building towards is the future. Lord willing, I am going to be going down to help with a church down in Spanish Fork. Aspen Grove Bible Church is the name, though there is yet no location, and its members consist of myself, Chris and Patty Allinger, and a family known as the Hardings. So, Josh and Christina Harding and their several kids. That's all that the church consists of right now. But right now, they're down there reaching people, and I've had the opportunity here these past couple months to be heading down once, or sometimes more a week, to be helping them out, planning for the future. The town, Spanish Fork, is just south of Provo. So, Provo is technically only so big, but basically at this point it's encompassing almost all of Utah County, with non-stop cities where the only thing separating one from the other is a sign. Well, with Utah County being the second fastest growing county here in Utah. And it's been mostly to the north so far. Except at this point, there's not much more north that they can be expanding into. So, they've begun to...
We just give this town to you, Lord.
Spanish Fork is located. There are two churches that are there, and I haven't had much interaction with them, but the other members of the team have made contact with at least one of the churches and have been getting to know them some. But they're both on one side of the town, over by the highway, where the growth and the new housing is on the other side of town. And so that is where we are looking to plant. That is where we're planning to start Aspen Grove Bible Church. We've already begun a Bible study, and they've had some success with a family in the neighborhood and looking after some of the kids during this Bible study time, teaching them some about it, and reaching the family through their kids. I'm excited about what will be happening and be doing. I'll be fulfilling a behind-the-scenes sort of role, going down there to be helping with the administration, already helped with doing things such as the website. I'll likely be teaching on occasion, but that won't be my primary responsibility there, at least not to begin with. And ultimately, being able to be a part of a work like that, to be seeing the church doing what it's supposed to be doing, of growing and starting new churches, seeing and talking with people who are excited about it and wanting to be helping, people who are churches, other churches who are nearby. That's one of the things that I really have come to love about being out here in Utah, is instead of a lot of, and don't get me wrong, there's still some, but instead of a lot of the competitive nature that other churches have, I've seen a lot of churches here recognizing we're seeking to share the gospel with people. And one church can't reach 600,000 people in the Provo area, or the 25,000 people here in Tremont. There's more
warning, and
not a bad thing. As long as the gospel is being proclaimed, as Paul said, in that I rejoice. And there's many things to rejoice in and to praise God for, and that'll be the main focus of my, of our time in the Word here this morning. So, Psalm 119. We turn this to the Book of Psalms, chapter 119. And then if you would turn back to two of them to 117, that will be the one that we are actually doing today. Psalm 117 here today. Praise the Lord, all nations. Extol him, all peoples. For great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. I see in this the shortest chapter of the Bible, nonetheless has four truths for us, no matter where we are in life. The first is that God is for all of us and is here for everyone. Praise the Lord, all nations. No exception, no caveats, no asterisk. This affects even us. In effect, it was written during the time of Israel, when God had chosen a specific people for a specific task, giving them specific laws and granting them promises to them. And yet, nonetheless, there's this command to all nations to praise him. How much more fitting now in our time that he has provided a sacrifice even for us. He has provided salvation to us as well, all nations and all peoples. So the first truth is that the Lord is for everyone. And the second is that his steadfast love is great. For great is his steadfast love toward us. How true is that? Where we now stand, where we can look back and see the lengths that God is willing to go to for us. For anyone who would trust in him, that he is willing to send his son to die, to suffer living a human life, which we're all aware of can really suck at times. And yet, God himself lived that life, lived 30 years suffering all kinds of difficulties, such that just about everyone would have something that they've suffered with, that he suffered with, being unfairly accused, being betrayed, being abandoned. He was willing to do all of that for us. He was willing to do all that for us when we stood as his enemies. How much more is his steadfast love now for us? How much greater? And the steadfast love is further, is even better than that, because of the third truth, that the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. God's faithfulness is never ending. This is a truth that, like these sorts of things, it's very easy to say. Sometimes it's very easy to even feel it and to really get into it and go, God, yes. This is the case. God has given so much to me. I'm so thankful for that. But sometimes that can be really hard. And sometimes in really simple things. God's looked after me well. Yeah, like, I mean, my car is a good deal from a Ferrari, and I do not know if I will ever own a house. But that's okay. God's taken care of my needs. He's looked after me. And yet, when we first moved out here, I will admit that even though up to that point God had made sure I had a place to stay and that I was able to be covering my bills, I was staying here. When we originally came out, Steve and Lori Barsoon graciously let us stay at their house. They were going traveling for a time, so we were able to be staying there. But the idea was that by the time they got back from their trip, we wouldn't be staying at their house, quite naturally. And so we were needing to be looking for a place, and it hasn't really gotten any better in the last year and a half. Then it was really hard to be finding a place that's even available. And we had certainly tried before we came out here, but we all lived several states away. So it was it was basically pointless. We'd call places and they'd say, great, when can we meet in person? It's like, well, you see, we can't. Click. So once we got out here, finding waiting lists months long on various apartments and looking into various places, it should have been fine. I should have trusted God. God has proven in my life to be faithful. And yet, at the time, I worried quite a good amount about whether or not I would have a place to stay. Whether we'd have a place to stay, or if we would have to lean even further on the Barsoons' kindness, how that would look, how that might work. But the Lord is faithful. He provided us a house, and even though there were other people who were looking into it, for some reason, the landlady there wanted to be, was expediting stuff, because we knew Steve Barsoon, and of his great character, that reference really spoke well for us. And served us well there. But at the time, even now knowing that truth, God was taking care of us. And so we've been able to be renting a house there in Brigham City here for the past year and a half. And that's all worked out very well. And during this time of transition, I'm trying to continually remind myself of that same fact, looking for a place down in Spanish Fork, that God has taken care of me before in this very similar situation, so I can trust that he can do so again. Ultimately, it's not by feeling something, sometimes that happens, but by coming back to the truths of Scripture, knowing he's been willing to die for me. You know, be willing to find a place where I can have a roof over my head. He's been faithful to me before, in a much more dire situation than this. He'll look after me again. And even if he doesn't, even if he chooses to work in a different way, it still leads into the fourth truth. Praise the Lord. Is how this psalm ends. Praise the Lord. Know quite a lot about what it meant to take a past storm and say, praise the Lord, you know, parentheses, if you're having a good time. Praise the Lord, if you're feeling like it. Praise the Lord, asterisk, if there's something very specific that came to mind to praise him about. None of that. He simply says to praise the Lord. Are you having a good day? Praise the Lord. Are you having a bad day? Praise the Lord. You'll still be able to use it. Are you having a pretty disastrous several months? Praise the Lord. Because we can trust, because of his steadfast love and the truth of his faithfulness, that he will use it. Perhaps to your own benefit, but it isn't pointless. Even if we don't ever see the point, that's not the same as it being pointless. Are you having not necessarily a disastrous time, not anything you could necessarily point to, but it's just been kind of as life tends to get sometimes. praise the Lord. And in the times that I've actually followed this advice, which is far less than the times I should have followed this advice, if your experiences are anything like mine, I think you'll find that when you're in those times of life where it's kind of a trudge to get through it, if you praise the Lord, it gets a bit better. Not like sunshine and unicorns and rainbows better, but a real light in the darkness better. Because ultimately that's something that we can always praise the Lord for, is that it's true. His sacrifice that he's given us, the fact that he's allowed us salvation at, well, a great cost to himself. For us, we need simply to trust in him, and him alone. The fact that he has been faithful, not only in that, but in the graces that he shows us after we are saved. All of these things are praiseworthy because they're true. They're real. I am not a Christian because I have come from a Christian home, though that is true. I'm not a Christian because it is convenient. I have actually found it many times to not be convenient to be a Christian. I'm not a Christian because of some feeling that I've had in the past. I've had good feelings in the past from being a Christian. I'm a Christian because it's real. Because God is real. Because he's true. Because of that, I praise him. Because great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. There's more that's needed. More workers that are needed. So, my encouragement to all this morning is, as I myself struggle to actually go putting things like this into practice, instead of just a knowledge of, oh yeah, that's the case, is to be praising the Lord, thinking about how has he shown, specifically thinking about how has he shown his love towards me, and how has he proved his faithfulness. Because it's very hard to see that sort of thing in the present. And we don't know about the future. We can look upon the past. And not just our own past, but looking through Scripture, seeing how he has proven his steadfast love, and how he has proven his enduring faithfulness. That can prepare us for the present. That can prepare us for the future. No matter what it may contain. I do thank you guys so much for this time that I've been able to be spending with you all. I say this as if I am disappearing off the face of the earth. I'm going to be here next week, and it is my intention and hope to be coming back up this way in the future. But I wanted to thank you all for the part you've played, even if you think that you didn't really play a part. There's been many times I've been able to see this church in action and it focusing on each other. And many times, even if you don't feel like you really did anything that helped, it's surprising how great the reach can be. Someone's impact can be. Well, surprising in some respects, of course, considering God's love for us and how he can use people in that, I suppose it shouldn't be surprising. So I wanted to thank you all and praise the Lord for you all. So if you'd be so kind as to join me in a word of prayer. Dear Lord, I do thank you and praise you so much for Grace Bible Church and what you've been doing in and through them. I thank you specifically for the three pastors, for Jeremy, and for Jesse, and for Ben, and how you've used them and continue to work through them, not only in my own life, but in the lives of others here. But I thank you, Lord, for the church as a whole and how they continue to pursue after you and seek to show your steadfast love and replicate that love to the people here, replicate that faithfulness. I ask, Lord, that you would be continuing to grow that in the people here, in the pastors, in myself, and that you would be continually reminding us to be praising you, no matter the situation, no matter the difficulties of life, that you'd be continually reminding us of your steadfast love and of your enduring faithfulness. And I pray these things, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
You are so good to me. You heal my broken heart. You are my Father in heaven. You are so good in heaven. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet soul. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet soul. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet soul. I'll sing again. You ride upon the clouds. You lead me to the truth. You are the spirit inside me. You ride upon the clouds, you lead me to the truth. You are the spirit inside me. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. You are beautiful, my strong melody. You are my dancing rhythm. You are my perfect rhythm. And I will sing of you forever. You put out all the blood. You died upon the cross. You are my Jesus who loves me. You poured out your blood. You died upon the cross. You are my Jesus who loves me. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. I'll sing again. You are my Father in heaven. You are the Spirit inside me. You are Jesus loves me.
Yeah, God, I thank you again for this time, just this wonderful reminder of how wonderful you are and that we should be praising you all the time. And just a reminder to remind ourselves to look back and just see how much you do in our lives, how much you've done, and that we can just be encouraged by that, that we can see how faithful you are and just how much you continuously pour your love out on us, and that we are just encouraged in that, just seeing you as such, and that when we're going through the other crazy times in our life, we are just reminded about how great you are. And I just pray that we leave here encouraged with that, that we just have a great time of fellowship with the rest of our time here, And we just give this time to you, Lord. And we thank you and love you. And in your name we pray. Amen. All right, guys. So you might want to have Connor stick around a little bit more since we had done a chunk a little bit earlier than usual. That so he made up for all of our times we go way too late. But so we'll probably break for about 20-ish minutes. We'll meet back here for our discipleship group time. Just again, a reminder, if you